Hi, this is Valerie Shivers, the host of Will You Trust Me, airing Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. We are estate planning and elder law attorneys with offices in Garden City and in Sayville. We can be reached at 631-569-4334 or on the web at shiversLG.com. Also important to note, we are certainly entertaining telephone conferencing as well as virtual consultations so that we can accommodate the times and the situations that we're currently enduring. Clients are being very creative. You know, we have the technology to sit in front of a computer screen and have a Google Meetup where I can be on a conference with the client and another individual in another home, as long as everyone has a computer or a laptop or an iPad. It's really pretty easy and convenient, to be honest. We're even offering FaceTime consultations, and clients are certainly taking us up on this. So, you know, one of the biggest questions I get over email is, when should I create an estate plan? And the truth is, now. Now is a really great time to create an estate plan. Let's be honest, we all have a lot of free time at the moment, I imagine, or at least a good majority of us have quite some free time. Even if you're at home and you're homeschooling your little ones, you know, you might really want to take advantage of that free time. I know I do. I have three little boys and I feel as if I have multiple jobs. I've always felt that way, and I do love it, but now I'm certainly being tested here. You know, I'm doing my work, I'm meeting with clients, putting in a full day, and then afterwards, I am creating, you know, a lesson plan for the next day, and I'm reviewing homework, and it gets to be a lot. So I welcome the breaks. You know, I welcome the things that I have not really had a chance to do just to get my mind off of everything. The other day I was out in the yard. I can't remember the last time that I did yard work. It was a beautiful day. The kids were playing and I was outside just cleaning up the yard, and I really enjoyed myself. So, you know, not that an estate planning sounds to you, you know, oh, it's like an exciting thing to do, but truthfully, it's one of those things that you may want to take advantage of the free time and look into and you know, create your wills, create your trusts. Get some questions answered. If you don't know the difference between a will or a trust, or if you need one of those documents, shoot us an email. I'm happy to answer that. Set up a consultation. They're free. And we have many different avenues that we are, you know, utilizing to have these consultations. So just to give you some basics on the important documents that I think everyone should have in place, we'll start simple. Everyone should have a healthcare proxy. Everyone should put in writing who they want to make healthcare decisions for them if they're not capable of doing so. It's a simple document. You can appoint one person to make your healthcare decisions, of course, if you're not able to do so. And then you can also appoint a backup. And you can appoint a backup to that backup and create a succession of individuals who would have the power to make decisions if you couldn't do so. It's so important. We are getting calls left and right from people saying, do I have a healthcare proxy? Can I get a healthcare proxy? Can we do that right away? They're scared. You know, people don't want to find themselves in the hospital unable to make decisions and then not have anyone capable of making decisions for them. So if you're listening in and you don't have a healthcare proxy, or you want to just update that document, give us a call. In addition to that, another great document to have is a living will. A living will is not really what people believe it to be. A living will is similar to a DNR, a do not resuscitate. Basically, it lays your wishes on paper with regard to artificial nutrition and hydration. The question we pose to our clients is, if you are in a vegetative state with no chance of gaining meaningful quality of life, would you want to be kept alive by artificial means? If you haven't given that some thought, it's a great time to do so. You know, it's something that we should all think about, not to say that that's a legally binding document, okay? I don't want you to think that, you know, you're in the hospital, you signed off on a living will, and the doctor is just going to cease all, you know, medical treatment if you have a living will in place. That's not true. The living will is going to provide evidence to your healthcare agent to say, well, if I'm in this particular situation, this is what I do or don't want. And you should have that in place. And that's a conversation that you should have with your healthcare agent as well. You know, if you created a document in a law firm, you know, a couple years ago, or even if you printed one offline, which I'm not a big fan of, but if you've done that, make sure that you've had the conversation with the person that you appointed. You know, they need to know, because they're not supposed to be making the decisions that they feel they want to make for you. They should be stepping into your shoes and acting as if you would. But how can they do that if you've never had that conversation? So I'm encouraging that. In addition to those documents, the healthcare proxy and the living will, we recommend a power of attorney. A power of attorney is similar in that you can appoint someone to assist financially. A power of attorney can be as broad as you want it to be. You can appoint someone to open and close bank accounts for you, handle real estate deals, sign checks, pay bills, handle your taxes, hire attorneys, enter into business deals. Anything that you want, you can appoint an agent to do so, and you can have more than one. They can either be forced to act together, or you can say that you want them to act separately. It's completely up to you. It's a great document, however. Again, getting back to this situation, if you're in the hospital and there are bills that need to be paid, you want someone to have the authority to sign those checks on your behalf, okay? To contact financial institutions and make arrangements for you if there is a need. So that's another great document to have in place. And in addition, of course, would be a will. A will is a document where you can appoint, you know, an executor upon your passing who will be in charge of making sure your assets pass to your beneficiaries. And who do you want those beneficiaries to be? Well, if you're not happy with the laws of intestacy, okay, which basically is New York State saying, if you don't have a will, your assets are going to go to the following individuals. If you're not happy with that, or you don't know who that is, it's important to find out. Do a little bit of research. Give us a call. We can certainly go through that with you and explain what would happen in the event that you did not have a will. But put one together, because truthfully, a lot of people will, you know, leave their assets to a family member or a friend, and if not, to that friend, to a minor. And, you know, you should be setting up within your will minor trusts so that these people who are set to inherit aren't going to do so at an age where they really can't comprehend, or, you know, or really they don't know what to do with an estate of that magnitude and size. We can put trusts into the wills that say, in the event a minor inherits, the assets are to be held in trust until they reach a certain age, and you can appoint someone to be trustee and be in charge of those funds and make sure that they grow and that they're distributed properly. There's so much that we can do in the wills. And in addition to that, you know, if you have a child or a beneficiary with a disability and you want to make sure that they're provided for, but that they don't lose any benefits that they're currently receiving or set to receive in the future, our wills are very comprehensive. And we can make sure that that's all in there as well. And then if you are looking to avoid probate, if you don't want your beneficiaries to have to go through the process of contacting the surrogates court and waiting for approval before assets can be collected and distributed, because that's what probate is. It's a process. You have to involve an attorney. You have to pay fees. You have to deal with the surrogates court and work off of their timeline. If that doesn't sound fun to you, then maybe you want to consider a trust. And there are two types that we would recommend recommend, one being a revocable, the other being an irrevocable. Revocable is one that you can be in charge of. If you're worried about people contesting your will, it's something you really may want to look into. It's a matter of creating the legal document, and then we assist with the transfer of assets to the trust. If you are the trustee of the trust, life really doesn't change too much during your lifetime. You can make changes at any given time. And by the way, you can make changes to any of your legal documents. Then there's the irrevocable trust that is also going to do everything the revocable trust does, from an avoidance of probate. But in addition to that, it's going to protect your assets. Give yourself a little bit of time, do some research, look into the 5-year look back, see how important it is to protect your assets. I always encourage you to plan ahead, and that has not changed. In fact, I strongly recommend it. Everyone should have a valid estate plan in place, and we are here and happy to help. Again, this is Valerie Shivers, the host of Will You Trust Me, airing Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. We can be reached at 631-569-4334. Or on the web at Shivers LG. Have a great weekend. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.